and business.
Forget about
it. Oh. Hey, hey. Barack in the house.
Yes, sir.
Danny in the house.
And dudes.
Hot 97.
That's right.
Check it out.
It's hot.
It goes on and on. Getting money from the votes to the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
It goes on and on. Bad business. Let me show 'em where the mom. Yo, now back with the nicest round. I'm the truth like Boozy. Wipe me down. As a kid, I got arrested. I was running around. But I'm stand up now like Cypher Sounds.
Uh-huh.
Question. What's the price? 500K to have lunch with Ice? I'm with Mace, I done got a slice. Gentlemen bars, I'm fucking nice. Tell Hattie Rack, send Hattie fast.
There we go, there we go.
Bad business.
Bad business, Philly edition.
Oh, motherfucker. You know, off mic, this guy's the most spoken about person. And he's here. It's a motherfucking Jimmy Six.
It is Jimmy 666.
Hey, look. Hey, look. A lot of these people coming in this venue right now, they think they're the shit.
Bitch.
They ain't even a fart.
Yo, I just asked the DJ if he has that song to drop every time. Because I want to do a bit where I walk on, and because there's bands later. So while the bands are setting up, I'll be like, to kill some time, Brick Ashley, give me some farts. And then, you think you the shit, bitch?
You're not even a fart.
Hey, yo, shouts out Dylan Francis. Dylan Francis, some dude walked up to him and handed him a USB in the middle of a DJ set, and it was just a fart with reverb on it. In the middle of his set, he dropped a whole ass fart. I said, you're a fucking real motherfucker. Yo, he's crazy, bro. What's going on? Jimmy?
How you been, bro? How's everything? Yo, he's telling me your gigs is crazy.
Dog,
he's been blowing the fuck up. And I'm so proud of James.
And low key, I'm like, yo, what's Jimmy doing? He's like, you don't want to go to the gym. He's scared of your fucking shit.
That's bro, I'm gonna tell you right now.
It is true. He's scared.
Yo, look, manifestation's real as shit. That's the corniest shit I've ever seen to say to my life.
Hey.
Yo, I write down every single day. I write down 5 things that I want this year and that I want. And within less than a month, I already got my first New York gig. And that was one of the things that's on there.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Plug it.
We're going.
The Skinny, March 1st, 12 a.m. to 4 a.m. I'm bringing all the house vibes.
Fuck yeah,
It's right by Pianos.
I'm going.
A true Jimmy Six set. Yo, I'm telling you, manifestation's real. I've been playing the biggest shows. I've been having the most traction, keeping on to, what the fuck are they, residencies. It's just been a year of growth, baby. A year of growth.
I love it, bro. I fucking love it. I love it for you. So, what do you got going on this weekend? I want to know that.
Yo, so oddly enough, a venue fucked up and they accidentally double booked.
Oh, fucking motherfuckers.
But guess what? I'm getting half my rate to be off, and they gave me a date. He said, nah, the promoter that was supposed to have, I was supposed to be linked up with, he canceled. And when he canceled, he was like, I don't want you on a dead night. I want you on the night the promoter's here. So he put me on the 16th of March. I'm at Roar.
Producer
Shouts out
Pete,
Mike Avery.
You know what that sounds like?
What?
Bad business.
He made it right.
He doesn't have a button.
But look. So I'm there, and then I got my Figo brunch residency, 1 to 4. We got over 150 reservations Sunday alone. We're about to get it popping. House brunch. There's pizza. There's brunch.
Fuck
bottomless
it.
Bottomless espresso martinis.
Figo in Fishtown, Philadelphia, to the listener.
Bottomless espresso martini?
Every single Sunday.
You should have seen how excited they were. They had their first stateside.
Oh, Surfside?
Yeah.
Oh, yo. Tell me how good a Surfside was real quick, bro.
Dude, it tastes like nothing.
Exactly.
That's nuts.
Now you know
scary.
Why I don't drink. Now you know why I don't it's drink scary. Twisted Teas. Because Surfsides make a Twisted Tea taste like a fat bitch from Queens.
Yeah. Yep.
This is like party mix. Expensive as hell. It's $10 for one.
Hey, listen, you go to the wine and spirits. We got liquor laws out here. You get them. You get 4 for $10. Four for ten.
Sheesh.
$2, two per.
They sold us 1 for $10.
Yeah, I paid dirty for
the mark. Well, Fishtown.
I'm gonna give a big shout out. What y'all gotta do before you leave? You guys gotta go to Lucy's Philadelphia.
Yo, they didn't know about ponies,
bro.
They didn't know about ponies.
A baby 7 ounce beer. Yo, listen to this. I just found this out today. You go to Lucy's, you get a $6 shot of Jameson with a pony, a 7 ounce chaser, basically a high life. Look. They charge $10 for a Jameson shot, but they charge $6 for the J-Mo with the highlight. These motherfuckers.
Oh, yo, let me give 4 shots of Jameson.
How many
fucking idiot.
How many buckets of ponies did we get at the Super Bowl?
Wait. So you get a Jameson shot with a 7-ounce beer.
For $4 less than a regular Jameson shot. It's crazy.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear to you. Yo, on the Super Bowl, we had 17 buddy systems, 17 shots with
what
beers.
What are they called?
Called a buddy system.
That's
buddy
just what
system?
The bar calls.
And then we had 9 buckets of ponies.
God, Philly's fucking awesome. Yeah, hey, best, give it up for Philly. This is a fucking alcoholic country.
Well, yeah, everyone here is a drunk.
You got a couple things to do. You could watch sports. You could drink. You could drink and watch sports. You could stay the fuck at home, baby. Philadelphia, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yeah, or you could
come to Chaffa Town.
Hey, Chaffa Town's fucking crazy, dog.
No, I'm very proud of what Ten's put together today.
This is fantastic.
It's a good little crowd, and it hasn't even built yet.
It's early. It's only what? It's like 7 o'clock.
I saw people moshing.
I saw it early. There was a guy with a fuzzy jacket, like a pimp jacket. I wanted to throw dollar bills at him.
Yeah,
he looked like the guy from the Four Brothers, the final boss.
So you keep saying Four Brothers references.
I haven't seen that movie in fucking 10 years, though. Yeah.
What's that, Mark Wahlberg?
But it's burning in your brain, isn't it?
Have we already killed all the Tito's? Where's that bottle at?
Honestly,
save it. No more sharing
the
Tito's.
I swear to God, I only had one shot of it, and it was barely a shot. I gave myself such a baby shot.
Yo, he's saying that he's not religious. He can swear to God all he wants. He doesn't give a fuck.
This motherfucker did Ramadan last year.
Oh, shit.
I do Ramadan. That's a fact. I'm not doing it this year because we're selling the beer.
Yo, your etiquette's horrible.
What'd you give up for Lent?
Heroin. Jerking off.
Hey, I didn't give up shit for Lent. Yeah. I gave up being a loser.
Are you going to come to our beer event on April 5th?
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Hell yeah.
Does a pony come with a Jameson?
Yo, the Bronx Brewery people were like, you can only have like 100 people or so. I said, yeah, that'll be it. I think we're going to blow that bitch the fuck out.
Yeah.
People could be out front. It'll be kind of warm. April.
Yeah. I told all my friends that it's my birthday party, so they have to come.
We could definitely pack more than 100.
Well, we did see the hedgehog's fucking shadow.
Shouts out. Puxatawny Phil.
Hedgehog. Shout out to Sonic.
Yo, he went in his hole.
I wish they could rename him to Puxatawny Pete. Producer Pete, what up?
Hey. Yo, it's going to say Producer Pete on the beer.
Let's fucking go.
It's fantastic.
Yo.
It's really fucking amazing.
What do you think about his mustache and his beard?
His stash is crushing. Yo.
I think you have a pretty good mustache, too. And you, too.
Mine's pretty mid.
Let me tell you one thing.
I think we should do something about this.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. I got the nicest compliment ever yesterday. You know the Salvation Army motherfuckers? They be on the corner. They're like, yo, are you a good person?
Ringing the bell?
Yeah. Hey, can you donate? Yo, she said the nicest fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life. She said, excuse me, sir. I'm walking right by her. She goes, are you as nice as your mustache is full? I turned around. I said, baby, I love you for that.
You don't know what you just said.
I said, you know what's fucked up? I'm nicer than my mustache is full. And I got a full motherfucking stash.
Oh.
And I said, but I got to go
to work.
Give me
motherfucking six with his mustache. It is a fantastic mustache.
I hate to admit it, but I'm the guy that my mustache has become my personality.
Well,
you do yours on your own, right? Every week, manage?
Yeah. This stays down.
Oh.
I was in a funk because I grew all this out, and I had everything, and I said, what's wrong?
You're not getting a haircut till April, right?
I'm not getting my haircut ever, dog.
Good shit. I like that.
My shit's
I got a haircut? I look like a cop.
You look like a cop, bro. Yo, you shaved the rest. You really look like a cop.
Dude, look at this shit.
What an avian.
I shaved my head, and then I'm trying to grow it out again, but I wanted something to maintain me, because I look like a Kiwi.
He looks like his wife got fucked while
Jimmy,
he's in Afghanistan.
Can I ask you a question?
Talk to me.
If you had a friend who got drunk as shit and then shaved their own head at 3 o'clock in the morning, would you assume they have problems? Like depression or something?
Nah, I would just assume they're a wild motherfucker.
Oh.
Yeah!
All right, that wins.
I'm a red motherfucker.
We're wrong.
That's pretty positive.
Me and Producer Pete are wrong.
And I kept it in a bag.
Jimmy has the uncanny ability to Oh, yeah, he keeps the hair in a bag.
I have the hair in a bag.
Now I think you're a crazy motherfucker. Yeah.
It's in a Ziploc bag in the closet.
You ever see Bruce Usher?
Tell him why.
You ever see Silence of the
Lambs? I don't want nobody to do voodoo on my hair.
Hey,
people in his neighborhood do voodoo. So he's worried about people stealing his hair and making a voodoo doll out of it.
You ever think about putting it through a paper shredder? Putting it through a paper shredder.
Huh? He doesn't have headphones on.
Oh, I need a paper shredder because I have so much mail accumulated in my apartment that I can't throw out because it's sensitive information.
He's talking about your hair.
I know, and I need a paper shredder in general to get rid of those, to get rid of that mail.
Wrap whenever you want.
We got what? Oh, wrap it whenever?
Wrap it,
not my fault.
Yo.
What was it?
I'll put it through a paper shredder eventually.
Hey, now, listen.
The first time I cut my hair was down to my ass. And, like, I cut it. I put in a braid before I cut it. My mom kept it. She still has it. So I just don't think it's weird to, like, keep your hair.
Listen, I'm not against what you think is cool, because what I think is cool, people might think is lame as fuck.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own vibes. What I will say is, if you need a paper shredder, I know a guy.
A paper shredder.
Yo, his hair was long. It was, like, touching his back dimples.
Type shit.
Yeah. It's cute.
It used to bother Brock during back shots. That's why I cut it.
The love you guys got is cute, baby.
I'm so happy. I love it. I just got tired of it.
I'm so happy y'all are in Philly, bro.
I'm happy we're here, man. You know, I swear to God, Jimmy, we talk, like, we always mention you in conversations. You know, how's Jimmy doing? What's he doing? I swear to God.
I appreciate that.
No, we fuck with you right off the back when you pulled out that day.
I keep up with you on IG. We got the stories.
Yeah, me too.
Likewise. I'll be watching y'all. I'm telling you right now, bro. We need a weekend. No work. No. Just all fun.
Extravaganza.
All play.
Just have fun.
AC vibes.
We go AC. We go New York here. I say we do a weekend here. We do a weekend in NYC. The weekend here will be a lot cheaper. I'll tell you right now.
100%, bro. Already,
for sure. For sure.
I'm gonna be in Hoboken in the middle of March. I'm gonna be the 1st of March in New York. So we're gonna have a whole day. If you guys, whenever you're done with work, come hang out. We're gonna be there all day.
Right when we got here, we did a little grocery shopping. We went to the Acme. And the prices are so off the back different, dude.
Because you're going to an Acme, not fucking mom and pop shop. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, dude, it's nuts, bro. Compared to New York, we got to stop and shop and shit.
Bro, y'all don't have fucking grocery stores in New York. It's fucked up. Y'all don't have real grocery stores.
In the Bronx, we have supermarkets.
The shit I go to is called Garden Gourmet.
No, we don't have Walmart.
That's fucked up.
I mean, it is, right? Yeah.
I live in a city where I got two. I got the shitty one and the shittier one. You know what I'm saying?
We got BJ's,
bro. I've gotten a BJ everywhere I live, bro. I'll tell you right now.
Everywhere I go, I get a BJ.
Jimmy Six, the BJ machine. Receiving end, of course.
Yeah, that sounded great.
Receiving end, of course.
Hey, BJ machine is nuts.
That'll be my first track.
Add a clip.
Build up. I'm a BJ machine.
But I get him, though.
Pause.
The Dome Master.
I'm the BJ machine.
The Dome Master.
The Master of Ceremony.
Hey, yo, every now and then I look at my boy and I say, yo, I got a buddy, his name's Eric Thomas. I say, E.T., phone Dome. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
We linked up with one of Jason's friends earlier called Alf.
He's a handsome chick. I just want to be on record saying Alf is a handsome motherfucker. He's like ASAP Rocky handsome.
He was telling us about his weekend, that his girlfriend's away, so he's going to golf, he's going to smoke some weed, he's going to just have like a great time.
Oh,
great old time.
That man's life is over.
Shout out Alf.
His weekend.
What does Jimmy say? What does Jimmy do when he's no ball and chain around? What do you do? What is your favorite thing to do?
I'll be honest, bro. I spend a lot of time on the hub. It's like when I'm off, bro, I swear to God, I have this thing where I get FOMO for everything. Someone could just be out just grabbing one.
Motherfucker.
They can have they can have a red drink. It's just a cranberry juice with their meal. And I'm like, yo, they're drinking tonight. Shit.
I gotta go.
So when I'm off, I swear to God, I literally smoke myself to sleep. I lock myself in my room and I'm like, I can't leave. I do music, I work on production, and then I do everything I can to stay out from being outside. Stay inside, because I'll be outside. I work Wednesday through Sunday, so I'm out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Every week I get 2 days off.
How do you manage, bro? How do you fucking like manage?
Drugs and alcohol, baby.
I mean, sheesh. No sleep.
Nah, dude, it's... Honestly,
it's a rock star lifestyle. You
well, it's one of those things, bro. At the end of the day, I'm off at 2, right? Sometimes I'm off at 4, but guess what? The world works from 8 to 5. Like, no matter what, I don't give a fuck what my life is.
Right.
The world's 8 to 5. So if I can sleep till 2, I can sleep till 3. You're wasting your day. I got a dog. That's what I did. I gave myself responsibility.
It's like a self-alarm.
I got to wake up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... You wake up at 3. You got 3 hours of sunlight. You're like, I just wasted my life. That's not... Nah, it's not. So I just wake up.
I've been there.
You just wake up and force yourself. Bro, I got a good friend, Ella. Shouts out DJ Ella.
Shout out DJ.
She's young. she's DJing, and sometimes she leaves early because she's got class in the morning, right? And I looked at her one day. I said, yo, I'm going to tell you one thing and one thing. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. If you want to be a DJ, you got to be tired. And that's there's no way around it. There's no fucking way around it, bro. You just got to be tired. So you get tired, you hang around the right people, and they bring your vibes up, bro. This is what it's all about.
So where was your, like... first initial like experience with DJ? I know this is a corny ass question. We
I bartended.
I fell in love with DJ when I was 14.
Is that what you wanted?
Bro, eight years of bartending in clubs.
Yeah. Oh.
So I was exposed to it. My ex bought me a controller for Christmas to just fuck around. Spent like one day with the thing. I said, shit.
This is fun.
I said I could do this.
You get sweaty. It's
hot. And then I toyed around. I got something newer because I was making money. And then I was like, wait, I really can do this. And then all I would do is think about it. I'd be online researching shit, not even about music, about like equipment. Once I started nerding out on equipment, I was like, I'm obsessed with this. Like, yeah. This isn't going nowhere. So after that, bro, it's just been work, bro. Nonstop.
And how'd you decide like the genre you're going to step into?
I've always loved house music, bro.
So
I've always
like,
loved
right
house.
Right off the back, once you got the controller, you in house.
Always.
124, 126.
Well, when I think of a DJ, and this might just be me, when I think of a DJ, I think of a club with lights and strobes and house music and two-step. Now there, you got the DJs that are on the mic like talking like D4M Sloan, like and that's dope, but that's not what I think.
Yo, leave
of. I
D4M
think
Sloan alone.
I love D4M, but it's not. Yo, I love D4M Sloan. My buddy produces for him, Shep. Shouts out Shep.
They're interviewing Jumbo tomorrow.
Who's Jumbo?
Got that beat from Jumbo.
No fucking way.
Yeah.
Name three Jumbo tracks.
Yeah. He produces all Too Rare stuff, 504 and Meek Mill.
Fabio, respectfully.
Yeah. I fuck Fabio.
Son of a bitch.
Oh.
Fuck with you.
Yo, Jimmy, do you think Fabio could sell out a 5,000 seat venue in Philadelphia?
I think Fabio could sell out a 3,000 if he had 2 months to promote.
3,000 in 2 months?
Yeah.
5,000?
No.
No way.
Especially not in Philly.
Not in Philly.
Look, you guys are not wrong.
No, he's New York famous, like a lot of the folks y'all love.
He kind of like just took over Pop's lane.
A-Boogie's not New York famous. A-Boogie sells out everywhere.
A-Boogie sold out Leah Kors.
He sells out everywhere he goes.
I want to say one thing.
Because
I gotta get moving, but I want to say one thing.
Can't hear you one lick.
Yeah,
free Sue Surf. Free Sue Surf.
Free Sue Surf.
And that's that.
Free Sue Surf.
No idea.
Free that
free
man.
Free Sue Surf.
No, Free Sue Surf.
Jimmy's
son
leaving.
Of a bitch.
Free Sue Surf.
Yo,
free
Jimmy
that man.
Jimmy
that's
Six.
Jimmy,
out of here.
Jimmy, Jimmy,
Jimmy,
Jimmy,
Jimmy Six.
Six.
Jimmy Six slammed down the headset.
And we are back.
Oh my God, we got Shamar Pierre. He's here in a fucking fur.
Last week's song of the week.
What the fuck?
He's draped in the American flag.
Oh my God.
We don't know if it's ironic or not.
Is it ironic?
I guarantee
God bless
it's
America.
Ironic.
Or do you love America? You know what? Yo, shout out to you because I walked in here and you know what? This guy, he walked up to me. He said, I fuck with your jacket.
Yeah, bro, this shit is fire.
He was like, I fuck with
your
jacket.
We need some class for that. Yeah, facts. Congratulations,
so that's
Daniel.
Good vibes off the rip, bro.
Absolutely.
And I see your jacket right now. It's fur.
That is a very nice jacket.
Bro, how about this? I'll fuck with your jacket. Look at that. Shit.
Yo, I've never been on a podcast before.
Well, welcome to it, Shamar.
This is great.
Well,
welcome to Bad Business.
There couldn't be...
Welcome.
Wow. There couldn't be a lower stakes podcast for you to start with.
This is Hot 97, but
we just fuck around.
We fuck around.
No, I fuck with you guys. Like, you guys featured my song from Song of the Week.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
That was the song of the week last week.
That was,
he genuinely bangs with it, bro.
I was like, wow, this is really
I was cool. Happy to hear. Did you close with that?
I did close with that song.
That's a great song. Yeah, I really enjoy that song.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So, how do you prepare for a live performance? So, what is it? Do you correlate your recording and like writing with performance, or is it totally separated?
No, I think performance definitely comes into play for sure when you're recording. Like, for me, music is just about connecting with people, making them want to move, And whether that's like if they're listening to it in headphones or in a performance, you know, so
right.
It definitely plays a part. It plays a role.
I have a question that I don't think they could answer. Actually, two. Why did you have weights on the stage? You had like curling weights.
Yeah, no. So my last show was actually in a boxing gym. I performed in a boxing gym. I had like the crowd come up. I gave them gloves, mouth guards, the headpieces, and they box each other. And it's
that's
like
sexy.
That's fucking.
It's
awesome.
Like it's really a metaphor. Like, you know, life is a fight, bro. You gotta like
facts.
It fights back, and you gotta continuously get up. You have to like, it's an exercise. You have to work out and like continue to like push yourself. And that's it's a metaphor. It's just a metaphor.
So, you starting music.
Yes.
To now, what would you say is the difference?
Have
you developed the sound now?
Oh, absolutely. When I first started music, it was like I wasn't fucking trying to be a musician. I went to school for animation and design.
Oh, okay.
So like that's really what I was doing.
That could pay off in your current career.
That's what my dad was saying.
What was like the animation that you fucked with as a kid?
You know how much animation
costs?
Made
you want to like. Yeah. What was the animation you fucked with as a kid that made you like want to like pursue that artistically?
Definitely anime, and I just watched cartoons. I just watched our favorite anime. I was just talking to somebody about this, but Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Like shit that was on Adult Swim, like Code Geass and shit.
Have you
like
seen
that.
Pluto recently?
What is it?
Pluto.
No, I have not.
What's it's it? An old manga about Astro Boy.
Okay, sick.
But it's Astro Boy, but it like imagine it was a Chicago noir.
Oh,
so it's
shit.
Like it's like crime. So there's
that's
people
fire.
There's people killing important robots in the world.
Oh shit.
Very important.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
serious though.
Now, uh-huh. you know
and the drawing style is not cartoony like Astro Boy. It's on Netflix right now. I recommend it and you'll love it. I swear to God.
Is it Netflix original type shit?
Originally it was in a manga.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a Netflix original. They made it they
okay,
yeah.
that's
you know who used to be my guy, the fucking the host of that shit? The Cartoon Network, the
yeah, the astronaut.
Yeah, I used to be tapped in. He used to be going through it. He used to be going through yeah. the space. I don't know.
Tsunami.
Yeah.
Tsunami.
I'll come in. Like childhood for
hey,
sure.
Hey, he'll just be like, he'll play you an episode of DBZ. You come back, he's getting attacked by like astronaut. I'm like, bro, like, what's going on? This one yeah, is just right. in the cartoon. Like, what are you doing?
That's
you,
sick.
You
bro.
Watch a Dragon Ball Z, yeah, back, and then all of a sudden he's getting taken. Like, whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, bro, yeah. I love you. Like, what are you going through right now?
What the fuck? No, seriously, that's just fire.
That's what the podcast is about.
Nah, so we're here at Chaffa Town. It's, mm-hmm. it's a brainchild of 10 Days.
Yes, that's my guy.
Can you describe your relationship? How did you meet 10 Days? Like, what's
I'm interested to hear like his that whole process because 10 is a mysterious dude.
No, he yeah. seriously is.
He's elusive. He's hard to get a hold of.
How'd y'all tap in? And yeah. like, how did the relationship?
So it's crazy. Like, when I first came to Philly, so I'm from like, I'm from the Poconos. I'm from like.
You refuse to tell me where you're from, and then now you come yeah, on there on the
dude,
record.
He's from
it's
the
tequila. It's the tequila.
East Stroudsburg.
He's from New York.
That's why
yo,
he's
you
wearing the
fuck
fur.
With East Stroudsburg?
Bro, that's why he's wearing
I
the
I went
fur.
To college there for 2 years.
ESU?
Yeah, ESU. Yeah. Once a warrior, always a warrior.
Yeah, no, I grew up in the Poconos. So, like, the middle of nowhere. But I went to school here. I went to college here.
Got
in
it.
Philly. And I started getting into, like, the creative scene.
Yeah.
And I got... Some guy asked me to model for his brand or whatever, and 10 Day was another model as well, and that's where I met him. And then he just like he's really he just supported.
10's about that fashion shit.
He definitely is. Yeah.
I can't believe he hires me as the host with how I dress.
Bro, you got that fucking energy, bro.
Yeah, you look like a fashionable dude. So y'all clicked off the energy
oh, yeah.
of the fashion
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And then y'all started like talking.
Yes.
Like,
that's
oh,
before
I
was even making music when I connected with him. Yeah, so it's just purely off the fashion stuff. Yeah.
So y'all was like tapped in, and then he started doing music.
Yeah.
And he fucked with it. And
exactly.
He reached out like,
absolutely.
"Yo, mm-hmm. I'll fuck."
And
with
he just
this.
Shows, and he's like a very supportive person. Like he,
I got to run down. I don't hear music.
Okay. Yeah, he's just a very supportive individual. Like, I did a screening for my music video I just dropped, and 10 bought a ticket. He wasn't able to make it. I'm sure he was planning for this.
Yeah.
But he just bought a ticket. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just a supportive person. He shows up, and, you know, like, he believes in people, and that's really what it is. He's a genuine
he's
guy.
He's giving them a platform here. I
right,
just,
exactly.
I just heard Chaffa Town. His last name is Chaffa.
Yes. Yes.
It is, yeah. And
Chaffa something.
It's his town.
Yeah. No, literally.
It's his town that
no,
he's
seriously.
Running it right now.
No, for sure.
So what does it mean, like, to be a part of all this?
To me, it just means, again, 10 is, like, the most genuine, one of the most genuine people that I know, and just being a part of this, I'm just giving back. Like, it's an exchange. Like, he gives to me, and I give back. And, yeah, bro, I'm happy to be a part of it because it's just going to grow. It's going to get bigger. Same with this podcast, same with everything. Like, we're all, like, I'm a growing artist, all this, and we're just here and building each other up. Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah. It's the energy. One thing I want to ask. Every artist has like a mood board, and specifically, it's like there's like these three. Like there's a Mount Rushmore. Everybody has their own Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Like I want to be that, but if they all fucked and had a baby.
Okay.
All right. So what's your Mount Rushmore? Yeah, but what's your Mount Rushmore? Like,
okay.
What makes you you? The
musicians or
anything? Because sometimes your music is not totally influenced by musicians.
Right. Absolutely.
It could be about like you could be somebody's look.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It could be somebody's sound.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely for me, film. Like that's what I went. I went to school for animation. I went to school for film. Right. So like that, I try to make music. My music sound very cinematic. If you haven't listened to it, listen to All Cowboys Go to Heaven. It's my project that I released last year. It's like a movie.
So what movie? What director?
Oh, fuck.
Who would direct that?
Oh, shit.
All Cowboys Go to Heaven. Who would direct it?
Who directed Blade Runner 2049?
Denis Villeneuve.
He's a new guy killing it. He did Dune. He's doing Dune.
Yes, yeah,
Denis Villeneuve.
That guy.
That's his name. He did Sicario.
He's nuts, bro. Dune is crazy. Dune, can we talk about that?
I want to get it. The Dune 2, I've heard, is crazy.
It dropped?
Not yet. Okay. In like a week, but the reviews are crazy.
They give out the album early to the reviewers. Mm. They do the same thing with
He did Prisoners.
Okay.
What else did he do? He did Prisoners.
That's like sci-fi gold right there. Like,
yeah.
For real.
I fucking love sci-fi. That's my bag,
same,
bro.
Exactly.
They're comparing the new Dune to Empire Strikes Back.
I heard that shit.
Fucking, what
That's
else?
My favorite Star Wars movie, bro.
Mine too. It's the best Star Wars movie.
It is the best
one. It starts with the Battle of Hoth.
It's so much packed into one movie.
And it ends with fucking Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
Yeah.
That's like such a crazy cliffhanger.
Luke, I am your father. Like,
bro.
Yoda. Fucking Yoda.
He's like a mysterious thing.
Bro,
like,
I had a poster for Empire Strikes Back in my room for a long time. And
that's a great movie, bro.
But nah, I used to say it's my favorite. And people were like, wow. Like, it's obviously the best fucking one.
Yeah, what's their favorite, if not that?
It's obviously the best fucking one.
Yeah.
By leaps and bounds.
Right.
But I didn't know you were like a film buff. Like, what else are you into? Like,
back to the Mount Rushmore thing. It would probably be film for me. That's like my heart. And then music goes. I grew up, Linkin Park is like a super core thing for me. Like, Linkin Park.
Me too.
Oh my God. Like, RIP Chester Bennington, bro.
Yo,
like, seriously.
The day he.
That shit was
passed
out of here.
Away, bro, I was in a restaurant. I had to walk
away. I know
where
I was too. Yeah, you can remember where you were.
I remember where you were.
Yes, bro.
I walked out. I was in a restaurant with a bunch of people. Mm. Like older people. I walked out. I had to excuse myself. I'm like, yo, like I
no, bro.
That's
I was devastated, bro.
Like it
for
was
real.
Crazy.
What fucked me up is that I know he had kids.
Yes, and I heard shit that he's like people were hanging out with him before, like the day before or something like that, and then he was so happy.
There's pictures of him like with the family.
He
listens
to his music. He's talking about suicide in every song.
Right.
Like he's talking about when I die. When I he's always saying when I die.
Yes, exactly.
When I'm gone.
I get goosebumps when I listen to his music now.
Yeah.
Goosebumps. Bro.
Catalyst? If anyone is listening to the podcast, listen to
Catalyst. But his close
it's
friend.
It's literally like a goodbye song. It's crazy.
His close friend, Chris Cornell from.
They say they had a suicide pact.
I don't think they had a suicide pact.
Oh.
Chris,
that's a lot.
From the Soundgarden.
From Soundgarden, yeah.
That's
Chris Cornell
lot.
Also.
Chris Cornell passed away.
Also killed himself.
But they were both.
He did?
Yeah.
Chris Cornell killed himself too.
Like, 2 years before. Chester died, killed himself. 2 years before that, the lead singer, Chris Cornell, committed suicide. And then when he committed suicide, they said it was a suicide pact.
I don't think it was a pact.
They're saying that because they both...
I think it was just overcome with grief.
They're both fighting. Apparently, they're both fighting like child abuse. They had a charity for child like trauma, childhood trauma. It's usually sexual abuse. Was about
all right,
that.
All right.
No, for real. You can look it up. They both had a charity. It's like
that's
a movement.
A lot, bro.
No, it's a lot to digest.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fucked up. And people said, yo, they had a suicide pact, and it makes you think.
So you got two on your Mount Rushmore. You got two more.
Yeah.
You got that. The guy that made Dune and Blade.
Dennis Villeneuve.
Yeah,
okay. Chester Bennington. This is an eclectic.
That's great. So
Mount Rushmore.
It doesn't have to be four, but there's two.
Yeah. Okay. So Damn, bro.
You can keep it at that. If it's
I'm gonna say Kanye.
Kanye.
No. I'm gonna actually say Kanye.
I like that.
Yo, don't.
I love Kanye.
I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad.
Not at all.
I fully support Kanye as well. Like right now.
Kanye's a fucking genius.
Vultures is fire.
Growing up.
Yes. No. Like literally. Like I was growing up. Probably
heard him say "All Falls Down." All that shit as a youngin. You hear it and you just like, yo, like, this is
beautiful, but naked, like, big titty women just don't fall.
This guy, you know.
This guy, you know.
Like, he paved the way.
And high, you know.
I would have to put so Kanye and blacks. Cuddy, like, up there for me. Cuddy is probably my favorite.
Yeah. I don't know, yo, Cuddy.
Man on
Cuddy,
the moon changed
Cuddy,
the world.
Cuddy fell off to me. I used to fight for Kid Cuddy.
Yeah, me too.
He kind of fell off.
I think, fuck. This is on Hot 97.
Nah, don't worry about it. Nah, just be yourself.
All right, listen. Cuddy is my favorite artist of all time, like musician of all time. And I feel as though Cuddy, he's everyone's favorite rapper is inspired by Kid Cudi. But Cudi never reached the "I'm your favorite rapper" status. And
he
I feel as though
he
and he wants to be that. Like, he wants to be that. Like,
the thing is, Cudi's never a rapper.
But you don't need to do that.
He's not a rapper.
Yo,
Cudi is so much more than a rapper.
He's like a musician. He makes Cudi songs.
Cudi got kids.
Yes.
Kids.
Right.
Kids.
Yeah. Now. And I just want him to.
Uzi.
Did you guys listen to the Deluxe? The Deluxe? It came out today for Insane Though.
I didn't know that.
It came out today.
Okay, well,
and I listened
check
to it
that out.
And I was in my car and I started screaming because there's a lot of things. Like, I'm going to support Cudi regardless. I don't gravitate towards the new music as much. I'll put it that way. I don't gravitate towards as much. But there's shit on this new, like, this Deluxe that I'm like, yes. It's still in there that, like, they're like, fuck what everybody else got going on. I'm gonna experiment. I'm gonna make like me just be pure, and it there's stuff in there.
I just got tight with Cuddy because I feel like he turned his back on Ye.
That's what I was gonna say. I have a close relationship with Kanye.
I saw something earlier where like someone was like, "Yo, you got like a project or something like that with Childish Gambino. Like, is it ever gonna drop?" And he tweeted
the tweet. Yeah,
he was like, "I'm good." It's like, bro, like, what's here?
He's problem? Weirdo.
Like, Childish Gambino was a goat. Like,
He
wanted them go.
In all artistic fields.
Exactly.
Yeah, like Gambino is like that dude. Like
I aspire to be like Gambino.
He's diverse.
It's like, I can't see where your beef would be with him. Like I'm just.
But my thing is just like, you know, I'm not in the same place as these people. I don't know what's going on amongst
them.
And it's just like I can't.
It's true.
Right.
Things. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure.
100% right.
Yeah. I just leave it there.
If you had a dream collab.
Dream collab, oh my god. Dream collab, I got a list. So,
list them.
Go.
Fucking Michael Jackson, number one.
Oh, you're gonna have to do the AI.
Michael Jackson.
Nah, I want real Michael. I'm gonna fucking resurrect
him. Oh, this is a dream.
Yeah, dream.
If it was alive. Yeah, if it was alive, yeah, so Michael, of course.
Michael Jackson, FKA Twigs.
Dope.
FKA Twigs.
I never heard that before. That's dope.
That's one of my favorite
artists.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Fuck Shia LaBeouf.
A lot of women, like. A lot of women collabs for like Grimes. Like I make an electronic
Grimes,
music,
dope.
So
yeah,
like
you do. Yeah.
And my voice has like a lot of bass in it. So to like contrast.
Do
you
listen to Crystal Castles at all?
Absolutely.
I can see that.
100%.
From your music and even
Alice
the artwork
Glass.
And albums.
Yeah. Alice Glass.
Yeah, the Crystal Castles. Yeah. So and also you give some, like your artwork's also on some Bjork.
Yeah. Yo, come on, talk about it, bro.
These.
Yeah,
these are the bitches. Like we love them. Like for real.
They're the best.
Yeah. Like these are Gaga before
like,
Gaga.
And even besides music, they're artists. Like they're
for
truly,
real.
What it is for me. Like I'm just an artist, and music is just an extension of that. You know what I'm saying? But it's really just about the art and the world building that you can build. Like.
I love it. I love that. Now, you know what? FKA Twigs, I never heard that. And she is amazing.
She's amazing.
I do like
beautiful.
Her. And Chloe Bailey's trying to ride her wave, though, low key.
You think so?
It's obscurity. Because I see FKA Twigs like a marriage between. Like,
I could see that. I could see why you would say that.
Grimes of Bjork.
Nah, there's
but,
no way.
But you know, FKA Twigs is a dancer. Yeah. She was in a lot of famous videos. Yes.
Oh, what? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I used to see that 100%.
There's this French duo.
She was? I didn't know that.
There's this French duo named The Shoes. Uh-huh. Right? And they're like the proteges of like Daft Punk and like Justice. And they had a music video. And Jake Gyllenhaal is the star of it. And in the video, she's dancing. Mm. And this is a long time ago. This FK Twigs thing, dancing. She's always been, but she's also been in a bunch of other videos. But I
a lot of her music videos, she's dancing in there as well.
Yeah, she's a contemporary dancer. Like, and it's not like
fuck Shia LaBeouf again.
Yeah, facts. You can do it.
I won't forgive you ever.
Yo. I love it. So, all right, I want to know what's your most repeated song right now, like something
can
you
I
just.
Check? Repeat it for over.
Like, off the back, like something like yo.
If you need a moment, we can do that.
No, no, like right now. Like if you like this, we all have songs right now that I'm into right now.
That you just keep playing.
Yeah, like right now, for me it's a country song. Like, okay. It's weird. Yeah. It's always weird.
That's fine.
So for you, what's
for
what,
me?
He likes a honestly, country song called "God." A man made a bar.
Man made a bar.
It's about God made man, and then man made a bar, so men can sit at the bar and get song, drunk the about their problems.
The song is
it's by Morgan Wallen. It's kind of problematic.
It's a country song. He talks about God made the earth in only 7 days, whatever. He talks about how God made, and then he made a man.
Okay.
And man was depressed, so God made women. And then women made men depressed.
Is it country or is it like is a folk
no, it's,
song?
It's a country it's
like
a song. Okay. It's country, okay. Hard country.
I love folk.
So the gist of it is God made a man. Man was alone. God made a woman, the best creation in the world. Mm. But he never made something when a woman makes a man sad. So man made a bar.
Ooh.
Fire! Tell me it's
that's
not fire.
Fire. That's fire.
And that's the hook.
That's fire. I know you got goosebumps when you heard that shit
fuck
for the first
yeah.
time.
Now he was playing it the whole way over.
Okay, that's fire. Yeah, that's fire.
So what's on your like right now? What's damn, like something you like? Shit, yeah, I can't stop listening to
damn,
this.
Damn, I can't look. I can't.
Check. Yeah, look. We'll edit this if anything. Don't worry about it. We'll edit this.
Right, take your time. Take your
producer
time.
Producer Pete, I know you're gonna hear this. When
you son
fucking
of a bitch.
Hear this, you fucking motherfucker.
You fucking, and you hear yourself in the background
you
turning the crowd
you fucking Italian.
Up. You yo, suck.
You from the boot? You from the boot? I'll put my suck boot up your ass.
You ride a mad dick out there.
God damn. All right,
judge. All right.
God damn.
All of that's getting cut.
All right, cut. So y'all know Tuvlo?
Tuvlo. Put us on.
Like, so. Y'all know high all the time to get you off my mind. That song?
Maybe.
No.
You putting your sound.
This was like back in the 2010s. Like, hi.
Producer Pete, he's saying this. Play it in post. Play the music he's saying in post, bro.
All right, but she dropped the album in 2022, I guess. But I'm listening to that, and then it's nothing new, really. Oh, Vultures.
Same.
Vultures is fire, but
of course
the specific song "Back to Me," beautiful. Big. I actually really, I think that's art. I really think that's art. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Beautiful but naked woman just to beautiful but naked big titty woman just to fall in the sky.
That's
you know?
Actually really fucking beautiful. I'm
not it's a movie sample. Like, it's a movie
yeah.
script. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's from a Jay and Silent Bob movie. No,
it's
not
Dogma.
Jay and Silent Bob.
It's
Dogma.
Dogma.
It's
yeah.
not Jay and Silent Bob.
They were featured.
It's in the Kevin Smith
universe.
What's it called?
Dogma.
View Askew. A verse or some shit like that.
Is it Kevin Smith universe?
View Askew, some shit like that. That's what Kevin Smith. Whatever.
I love it.
Yeah.
I know way too much about Jay and Silent Bob and stoner movies for some reason.
I don't want to keep you here too long.
Yeah.
One advice to any artist, to any person. It doesn't even have to be about art. It doesn't even have to be about anything you're doing now. But to anybody listening right now, what's a piece of advice you could leave off on?
I will say, move forward with love. And everything will fall into place. Like, truly, like, love is... Yeah, bro. I know it sounds super cliche. It sounds super...
I didn't want to laugh.
It sounds super corny. I know. Bro, like, I
you
I
don't
can't...
give that vibe off.
No, you know what? You know what? Don't laugh at him. Because
no.
you know what?
No, he when came I, when
no,
badass.
No, shut up. You know what? You know, when I walked into this place, he came up to me, and he looked me in the eyes, and he said, yo, I like
nice
your jacket.
Jacking.
You're a good guy. And I'm like, yo, that's a fucking great compliment.
All right.
So I can tell off of that already.
He said, my jacket looks good. I was like, how do you know? He said.
I can tell already.
A guy in a nicer jacket said nice jacket.
I can tell already off of that one interaction that's literally how you move.
Really,
you move
really
in love.
Did something to him.
Yeah, no.
Yo, you got movement.
I hope
right
that
now.
You have a great night after that.
Guys, I'm shocked that Shamar Pierre is still being interviewed.
Deem Spencer's been waiting over there for like 20 minutes.
I didn't know.
I went downstairs. Ladies and gentlemen, Shamar Pierre. Can you do me a
Can you do me a favor?
That was crazy. Everybody's getting Don Julio shots except me, though. So, like,
you said the Don Julio shots taste like what?
No, I said you was giving away Don Julio shots. How's that? Like, I didn't get none.
You was trying to ride the boat.
I don't know. They gave it back to me. I was like,
He was trying to ride the boat.
I was like this the whole time.
I told him to, like, I said, give it back to me at the end of the song. But before the song even started, they put it back on the table. I was like, okay, I guess they're good.
All right, I'm going to say this now. I love you. Your presence in your music.
For real.
Like you brought the energy. Like
there's so much pink on you. I want to ask you, like, you must love Nicki Minaj.
I do love Nicki Minaj.
She's got to be like a big influence.
I think so, definitely. Like, I feel like older Nicki, yes, definitely.
Older Nicki, not new Nicki. She's kind of off the rails now.
I do like new Nicki, but I'm just kind of tapped out. Like, I don't really even be listening to new music anymore.
Shit on them.
It's too much new music.
Yeah, I don't listen to new music, but like middle school, I was growing up with Nicki, so yeah. Definitely.
Right. Like, yeah. She did
a whole deal freestyle.
All the artists that we love now, like, they be putting out like bloated projects.
A lot of these motherfuckers age like milk.
Yeah.
Nicki didn't
age like milk. Who do you want to talk good about?
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, the blind guy.
What's the name of that album?
Very Superstition.
Oh, yeah, you want to listen to that?
What's the name of that album? I've been listening to
it. With all the orange shit?
Yeah, with all the orange stuff.
I don't know.
But I started listening to
it. Veda. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How personally do you feel now compared to before performing?
I feel more relieved, but I also, like, I feel like, okay, this is a little astrology talk, but, like, I have a Virgo moon, so if, like, a performance isn't perfect in my eyes, I know, like, what I need to improve on. So I'm over here, like, overanalyzing, okay, I need to improve my breath control, I need to improve, like, my organization, but I love the vibe in Philly, like, I love the crowd reaction, but just for me personally, I'm just like, okay, like, what do I need to prove on so I can keep going and making it better, you know?
I think it's really good to be, like, aware of all that stuff, and the fact that you're aware of all that stuff means, like,
immediately you
are, like...
Oh, yeah, well, I'm doing it. I'm just
you're
get it together. Like, get it together.
You're on your astrology shit?
Yeah, I'm on my astrology shit.
Don't attribute it to the stars. I don't know.
It might not be a star. It's just my personality.
Let her rock, Danny. I don't believe in it. It's working. Stupid.
I hate that.
Show that shit.
Hey.
I feel like it's a lot of stuff to believe in. If you don't believe it, that's cool. I don't believe in a lot of stuff that people
say. What is your sun?
I feel like astrology is like Capricorn. A new religion.
What?
I feel like it's like a new religion for our people, like astrology.
I feel like it's been around. Like they it's have been the whole, around.
It's like replacing religion now.
I don't understand.
Danny's going
crazy.
You're
going too deep. We've been drinking.
Yeah, we've been drinking a lot.
So I'm Aquarius.
Yeah.
But I heard my thing was like some
sort of
Scorpio though.
I'm crabby.
I'm a double Taurus. Moon and sun.
My birthday just passed. I'm Aquarius.
But why can't I see that with all of y'all? Like, I don't know. Because Cancer is a crab. So they go into the water and then
he's
go
a
out.
Crab. That's
so
a
they
fact.
So they might be leaving astrology and then they might not
she
believe in astrology.
He has
like
crabs.
They go in and out. No, and I didn't say he had crabs. I say, like, you know, the crab is in the water and then they're out the water. Right. They're like wishy-washy. Cancer's like kind of wishy-washy.
Analyze me.
But he's like, he's a crab with no seasoning though. Like,
no, like, old bag. Like,
no butter, nothing. Like,
straight
real,
out the water.
Like, I'll be tight if I start him. For real. I'll be tight. Like, for like, some real shit, I'll be tight. But, like, I heard I'm a
Scorpio. And then the double Taurus. You were consistent the whole entire show, introducing everybody with the same amount of energy. That's a Taurus thing. They're consistent.
I appreciate that.
You think the bull do that?
Yeah. You're Aquarius. He keeps talking. No, Aquarius. Aquarius people be talking a lot.
You know what used to be my
favorite?
They're
air sign.
You hate me.
No, I don't. My first boyfriend was an Aquarius. I don't hate Aquarius.
You know what
used to be my favorite thing is lie about my zodiac sign and then, like,
have them analyze you?
Yeah, and they'd be like, that's why you would Gemini because this, that. And I'll be like,
You might have Gemini somewhere
that's
else.
That's why I'm a Cancer, stupid.
That's extreme hate.
But she might
energy.
Have a Gemini Venus. You might it's have a Gemini
funny.
Mars.
It's funny, though.
That's exactly why nobody likes Danny.
Hey, be nice to Danny. They're a little messy.
Okay,
now.
Let's get off astrology.
Yeah.
Right, so let's talk about the economy.
People like that's me. Let's talk about the economy.
I loved it. So, look, honestly, your performance, even at the end, you asked about two songs.
Yeah.
Were those, like, you didn't even want to perform them. You had your favorite songs, obviously, in the bill. And yeah. At the end, it was like, either or.
No, I just, like, I've sent all the DJs I ever performed with everything. A folder of songs.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I pick and choose
okay.
which ones I want to do.
And those last two?
The last two, I feel like... I thought I was going to perform one of them earlier in the set, but then he didn't do it. So I was like, okay.
Oh, you know. So you was rocking with him.
Was that your first time with him? Because I know he's the house DJ. He's a Philly guy.
And
I
he
love
did really
Rick.
Good because I'm really sporadic. So he did a good time adjusting to me and my energy. But, yeah, so, like, I just don't be knowing what I'm going to do until I get on stage.
What I wanted to ask you, you're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
What was the process like of coming to Philly and performing here? Did you come here specifically like this, or was this part of a tour? What is the deal?
Oh, yeah, I'm not on tour, so it's just for the show. I'm going back to Atlanta. I have a show in Atlanta, I think, next week or the week after that.
So 10 days locked you into this?
Yeah.
How did you meet? Yeah, go ahead.
How'd you meet 10
y'all
days?
Y'all asked me this question already. I don't know. I just got an email.
Danny didn't ask this question.
I forgot. All right.
I got an email, and I was like, this seems cool. I love Philly, and so I came out. Yeah.
How long have you been on your music grind?
For about 2 years now.
Only 2 years?
Let me ask you a different question, though. Yeah. So, like, how do you imagine yourself, like, as an artist? You know, like, there's always there's imagery with people, right?
Yeah.
It's not only just, like, music. It's never going to be only music, right? It's never going to be Sonic. So what's your vibe? Like, if you could have, like, some sort of, like, four adjectives, like, things that, like, your Pinterest, like, the things you pin up on your board.
Oh, yeah.
Your inspirations. What are you going for?
I don't really know. I just do what I feel good in. Like, you know, like, even when I changed my outfit, I wore this to soundcheck.
And
I was like...
You changed up real quick.
You know, yeah, I was thinking about changing it. And I was like, you know, let me go ahead and change and just be Vader, like, for the show, you know? Like, let me just be my full self. So, I guess that's what it'd be. Yeah.
I mean, fuck it.
That's fantastic. Do you have any new music coming up, and where can people find you?
They can find me at OneVayda on Instagram. And yeah, I got hella new music coming out.
A project?
You got anything you're hyped for?
I always have, like, I'm like Kodak or NBA Youngboy, like, or a Gucci Man, like, or a Thug. I'm always coming out with new projects. Like, I'm always coming out with new projects. So it's never not a project.
You're just trying to flood it.
Oh, I want you.
I'm always flooding. I record a lot. I don't really have friends.
Right,
so.
Like, see what sticks.
Yo, bad business.
Throw it all at the wall.
Yo, bad business needs a reason to go to Atlanta. I've been feeling to go to Atlanta. I know a couple people are in Atlanta right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a reason. If you throw some shit happening soon, please let
come
us know.
Come to my show.
Yes.
No, absolutely.
I'm
let
going
us know.
To your show. I'm going to be wildin'.
It's
for real.
Next month.
I was
March.
Up on the balcony yelling for you. I don't know if you keep. I was like, oh, my God.
I wasn't looking
I lifted up
at
my
all.
Shirt.
I know.
I was like, ah.
He's busy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
Vayda.
Vayda.
Bye, y'all.
Marrero Rashid, injury attorneys.
Has Hattie Rax fucked you up over some money that you owe?
Has your wife left the club with Hattie Rax?
Well, then call today. You may be entitled to some financial compensation.
Out here plying for real. Now my song on the radio, I'm popping for real. You know Hattie Rax in the Cadillac with the Maddie strap running to the club in the section where the baddies at. You rap niggas can't see me like cataracts. We could go song for song or do a battle rap. I ain't joking, bro.
It goes on and on, getting money from the votes to the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
It goes on and on, bad business, let me show them what I'm on. Yo, and now I'm back with the nicest round. I'm the truth like Boozy, wipe me down. As a kid I got arrested, I was running around. But I'm stand up now like Cypher Sounds.
Uh-huh.
Question, what's the price? 500K to have lunch with Ice? I'm with Mace, I'd have got a slice. Gentlemen bars, I'm fucking nice. Uh-huh. Tell Hattie Rax and Hattie Fast, me have a crack at one of them broads. Heard he where the baddies at. Shane Z get it poppin' like a Cracker Jack. Bout to go 30 on the 30 like a natty pack. Get it natural like cheap, fuckin' never mind. I'm done and spinning shit to motherfuckers that ain't half as nice. I'm starving, ain't even got an appetite. Funny how I start to black out when I rap the light. down, do it like a dog can. First night we met, tore the apartment, driving up the Jackie, about to hit the off-ramp, gripping on the thigh while I'm stealing with my offhand. Yeah, Paisan with the all you knew exotic chicken beat it to in a big Sean boo. Bad business, know we had to give him part two, splitting up the pie like I'm Danny at the Bronx Zoo. Heating up, better cool me off. I'm cool as Cool Herc with a koofy on. Yeah, late night, I'm who she called. When I drop my draw, she oozing on. We go on and on, getting money from the votes to the Bronx. It goes on and on. Bad business, let them know what we on.
You kidding
me? Two for two. Two for two. We just went two for two.
Two for two. It's two for two.
Hey, yo, producer Pete. Do you got another beat? Maybe we can go three for three. Hey, maybe we can go. Maybe we can go.
1-877 Racks for Kids. R-A-C-K Racks for Kids. 1-877 Racks for Kids. Move that weight today.
Got you open though, from the Bronx like Big Pun. Where the little niggas don't even fist fight, they just carry big guns. You be dead by the end of the night. Hattie racks racked up, rappers alike. You know the hip hop, the hip to the out, to the hip hop. But you won't stop the rocket to the bang bang. Boogie said up, jump the boogie to the boogie. I put on the street. Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping, gripping the heat. Purple and yellow. I said my name Hattie Racks, and I like to say hello.
Say what?
To my DR plugs, my PR plugs, to the blacks and white folks.
Uh-huh.
Hattie Racks.
Yeah. That's motherfucking Hattie Racks.
Racks TV is brought to you by Hattie's Fish Box.
Hello, I'm from Frankfurt, Germany. I was on the Straßenbahn one day and somebody told me you should go to Hattie's Fish Box. I came here, oh my god, amazing.
I'm an old-timey prospector from New Orleans. And when I come to New York, there's just one place I gotta go. Hattie's Fish Box, for giant portions and great customer service.
Come on down, City Island. Bring the whole family. Come get a salmon parmesan. Come get lobster meatballs. Forget about it. You can get it all here.
I just had the best meal I ever had in my life.